On Monday, the U.S. Senate is expected to approve campaign finance reform legislation. The McCain-Feingold bill bans unregulated donations to political parties, also known as soft money. It raises the limits on regulated contributions, what's known as hard money, to political parties or campaigns. And it curbs some advertising in the final days before a vote. But an overhaul of campaign finance faces new hurdles in the House of Representatives. Our Dan Short talked to Republican Congressman J.D. Hayworth of Arizona and Democratic Congressman Marty Meehan of Massachusetts, who was a co-sponsor of the House bill.
You know, if this were an orderly world, we would be talking after Senate passage of McCain-Feingold, but this is not an orderly world, and that's going to happen next Monday. But let us assume for the moment that it will happen, and then it goes to the House. And Congressman Meehan, what happens there?
Well, obviously the first step is we need to try to get a vote in the House of Representatives. We have had discussions with House leadership. We're hopeful that we can get a debate on campaign finance reform, and the first step is to get a commitment to have that debate and to have a vote.
Yeah, now, Congressman Hayworth, we have heard from your whip, and sometimes the word whip seems to be fairly literal, that he's going to use every trick in the book to try to stop it. Will you support him in that?
Well, I think we have a lot on our plate right now, Dan, but I'm not especially averse to bringing it up. I do believe that it would be important for all of us if we can separate principle from politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I oppose this on the grounds of principle. I think that, Dan, as you know, I'm a former broadcaster, and often when we talk about the First Amendment, it seems that the words chilling effect tend to come into vogue here. And I think, quite frankly, the proposed legislation would have a chilling effect on average citizens who are involved in the political process. But in terms of the schedule, I would think this would come up in fairly short order.
Congressman, that First Amendment argument was made often and long in the Senate. What is your answer to that in the House?
Well, this is totally constitutional. In fact, in line with the Supreme Court decisions, starting with the Buckley versus Valeo case, the truth is it is constitutional to have limits on contributions in the American political system. And what has happened is this soft money system that has had such a corrupting effect on American politics has eaten up the campaign finance laws. What we need to do is pass real campaign finance reform so that we're able to break the gridlock on so many issues that affect people in Washington. This isn't just about dollars and donors. Soft money has been the quiet killer of a real patient's bill of rights, a prescription drug coverage for seniors, legislation to protect our kids from tobacco. We need campaign finance reform because we've got real work to do for the American people, and all this money is gumming up the works in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about strategy, Congressman Hayworth. You know, here the Senate has now passed this bill for the first time. The House has passed a version of this bill several times. What is now the strategy of opponents like you and like Tom DeLay, the whip? Are you going to try to fight it to an up and down vote where you may lose, or will you try to drive it into conference, or what?
Well, again, of course, conference would come about, as you know, Dan, after the bill is passed on the House floor. I really don't know what type of machinations are at work. I oppose this, Dan, based on constitutional principles, and so I'm not busily or feverishly trying to figure out some way to waylay this. I think the American people deserve to have items on the agenda that concerns them to be taken up. I do believe this is on down the list, but that's fine. It's moved through the Senate. Now, as we continue to move with tax relief for America, as the president's education plan is brought forward, as we move to strengthen our national security, I think this can be part of the dialogue. I just would take issue respectfully with one thing that Marty brought up. And let me also issue the caveat, Dan, I'm not a lawyer. I didn't play one on TV. Won't play one on the radio now. J.D. doesn't stand for Juris Doctor. But I would take issue with his characterization of the Buckley-Valeo case, because the courts actually determined that limits on spending were unconstitutional abridgments of free speech. And I think we need to be very careful here.
I'll tell you, Congressman Meehan, I know you have an answer about Buckley versus Valeo, which gives a different interpretation to it. But I think in the time we have available, I'd like to go ahead to go to the reality of what's going to happen in the House. How do you see the opposition expressing itself? When Tom DeLay, for example, said, I'll work as hard as I can to beat this in the House, do you think it is simply that he will debate it, or do you think he will try to stop it?
Oh, I think he's going to use everything that he can, every parliamentary effort or any kind of tactic he can to defeat the bill. Look, Senators McCain and Feingold deserve enormous credit for what they accomplished. These were choppy waters, but they navigated them perfectly. The House should embrace the opportunity at hand.
And are we so cynical now that we put the Constitution and the First Amendment into deep freeze for partisan advantage? You know, we need to put politics aside, deal with principles, and characterize this as you will. But I believe, Dan, I believe, Marty, that you will have a chilling effect on the First Amendment, and you will not achieve what you hope to achieve with this. In fact, what you are going to have is a profound effect on the Constitution that will work to the detriment of average citizens who have a right to be involved politically in expressing their points of view.
Gentlemen, I think I'm hearing the rehearsal for the debate, but I wanted to ask, in the time we have left, to each of you, first of you, Congressman Hayworth, when do you think there will be a vote in the House?
I would expect that sometime this spring, or certainly by July 4th, you'd see debate on this.
Congressman Meehan, what do you think?
Well, I'm hopeful that we could have a debate and a vote on this in May. We want to end this system, this corrupt system of soft money, for the next election. It doesn't do any good to pass campaign finance reform if it's not going to go into effect for the 2002 election.
Congressman Hayworth, I'm going to give you the last word.
Well, again, I think I'd be very careful because the bill does much more than that. If you take a look at the amendments added in the Senate, it moves to restrict people's rights to be involved in a campaign and let their points of view out 60 days before the election. If we do that to individual citizens now, no matter how principled or noble the intent of those drafting the legislation, what's next? Is NPR silenced? Do we do that to the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post? Or how about a group of friends who simply want to express their point of view? It's the Constitution, friends. Let's not sell it short.
That's the most amusing misrepresentation of the bill I've heard in a while.
Well, no,
we'll hear
not,
more of it in the debate.
Yeah, you'll be laughing all the way to court, Marty.
I think we have indeed run out of time. Thank you, Congressman Hayworth, worthy opponent of this bill. Thank you, Congressman Meehan, one of the chief sponsors of it. I'm Daniel Shore.